This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation is the economic byword this week. The Consumer Price Index comes out tomorrow. That is retail, of course. The PPI, the Producer Price Index, which is wholesale, comes out on Thursday. And this morning, we learned that in June, the number of small companies raising prices fell to its lowest level in more than 2 years. That data comes to us from the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and it could be a sign that input costs and wage pressures are starting to ease a bit. But it can also be a sign that sales are weakening and the economy is slowing just a little bit. So Marketplace's Justin Ho checked in with a couple of small business owners to hear what they are thinking.
About a year ago, James Beck realized he was raising prices a lot at his hot sauce shop in Houston called Iburn, so often that it wasn't even worth printing out new price tags anymore.
I just gave up and said, hey, if you need to know a price on something, just ask me, because there's just no point in putting price tags out when we're constantly having to change them.
But more recently, Beck says he started to hit a limit on how much he can raise prices. He sells a lot of hot sauce online, and he says the competition there is heating up. Plus, some of his products have just gotten unaffordable. Take a barbecue brine he sells that's almost doubled in price.
For one of the first times probably in the history of me doing this, I said to myself, I wouldn't pay $28 for this product.
Consumer spending has stayed relatively strong so far, but small businesses in general are worried that won't last, says Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business.
One of the questions we ask is, what do you expect to happen to your real sales volume going forward over the next 3 to 6 months? Those numbers are really not very good.
Dunkelberg says those downbeat expectations could cause more businesses to hold off on raising prices. It could also cause them to make some tough decisions
about things like spending and capital outlays and expanding the business and ordering more inventories.
Or paying their employees. Madeline Reeves owns a marketing and consulting company called Fearless Foundry. Just like James Beck, Reeves says she's felt pressure to keep a lid on price hikes, but she's also felt pressure to pay her workers more.
Employee costs continue to go up, and if you're a good employer, you want to continue to be able to, you know, help your employees be able to keep up with inflation.
But Reeves says her revenue has been falling for the last 6 months, and so?
I mean, the main thing we've had to do is cut staff. You know, my team is a third of the size it was over a year and a half ago.
Reeves says she's holding off on giving her employees raises, at least until her revenue gets to a point where she can afford it. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.